The Wildcats baseball team shut out Greenville 7-0 Tuesday night at Eagles Stadium. The Wildcats are 3-0 in district play, and all three wins have been shutouts. I talked with Wildcats baseball coach Jared Hammock Wednesday morning.
I've always been a pitching and defense guy, and then we're getting as good a pitching as we've ever had, and that's saying a lot because we've had some really good pitchers come through here. And you know, to open up district, three wins, three shutouts is fairly unheard of, I think. And so, yeah, when Fallis was going like he was going last night, you got to feel good about your chances. And, you know, we knew they had an effective pitcher coming in, and we had to do some things to offset the lefty. And, you know, we didn't start out great, but I think we finally made the adjustments that we needed to be able to hit him and score some runs and put some pressure on him and finally chased him, I guess, around the fourth or fifth inning.
Mm. Well, when a pitcher is going like Tyler Fallis, it must be, no matter what you call, he's throwing strikes with everything and around the plate on everything.
Well, and it makes it easy on me when you call pitches, when the guy is hitting the spot, because it just sets up that next pitch. If you want it in and he can get it in, then you know what to do off of that. But you call it in and he throws it away, you know, and it just kind of changes up your whole mentality. So he was pretty well hitting his spots for the most part. I was able to relay the signal in very quickly to help him work fast. And it was a rhythm that's nice to be in. And it's been that way with him, you know, his first two starts.
On the bats, there were two or three guys that you're always talking about approach and everything. There were a couple of guys fell into 0-2 holes and just battled and worked walks. And I thought there were two or three of those guys that were up there really battling.
Yeah, and that's important because it's a frustration to the pitcher when you think you got them 0-2 and it should be an out. And then, you know, they battle back, like you said, and walk. But it's not only that, it's the amount of pitches that you have thrown, you know, to get to that walk and foul balls, you know, you get 10, 12 pitch at-bats. That's good because pitchers are trying to go an inning with just 15 total, and then you've got that one at-bat that's doing that. I think it really started maybe with the eight-hole. Hudgens led off the inning and battled and earned a walk, and then Ferguson earned a walk, and I think that's when some things started to happen for us. And and then guys seeing other guys hit the ball hard the other way, which is what we talk about doing. And then when you see it successful, the strategy can be successful, then I think it lets other people buy in and they start doing the same thing. And we were starting to hit him pretty hard the other way, and which is what you got to do with a lefty who likes to work away. And, you know, when you execute, we're good enough. We've got some quality players. When you execute what you need to execute, we're going to be successful.
I think eight hits, but a lot of timely hits, you know, right in the right spot. Ferguson especially had a huge two-out single that scored two.
Well, that was huge because at that point the game was still 2-0. We have the bases loaded, nobody out, and then all of a sudden it's bases loaded, two outs, and we hadn't scored a run. And so that's a lift for the other team if they get out of that. And so when he had that two-run single to make it 4-0, I thought that was maybe the biggest point of the game.
The Wildcats host Hallsville Friday night at Eagles Stadium. KSST Sports.